WCNC Charlotte. This is Flashpoint, where power and politics collide and the tough questions get asked and answered.
Thanks for joining us here for a special edition of Flashpoint. I'm Ben Thompson. All weekend long, you've been watching the President's Cup right here on WCNC Charlotte. Well, today the competition wraps up at Quail Hollow, the worldwide golfing event marking a return of international events to the Queen City after years of the pandemic. Hear how leisure travel is now replacing business travel when it comes to local tourism. Then a little bit later, we'll talk about how the hotel industry is booming back. But first, joining us now is the CEO of the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, Tom Murray. Tom, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
All right, so we're talking to the President's Cup. What has it meant for Charlotte's tourism industry, especially after the pandemic, to have an international event the size of this here in Charlotte?
Well, obviously, we've been working on this event for a long time, and these strategic events that we partner with different entities within our city, and this one particularly with the team out of Quail Hollow and the President's Cup organization that's been exciting for our city to welcome, in particular the international travelers that come along with this. And obviously our city has rebounded from the pandemic, and we are excited to welcome international travelers and U.S. travelers to our market.
You mentioned the international travelers. What, maybe that's what it is. What makes the President's Cup different from some of the other big events that this city has hosted?
From a golf event, it's certainly one of the biggest that we've ever hosted. And while the PGA Championships in the past have been big, but this one seems to be even more have a greater reach and more successful. I think in part because of the importance it has internationally, but also just that Charlotte is becoming an exciting city to visit and really coming into its own these days.
This is basically a big tourism ad, a big billboard for Charlotte.
Right. I mean, we certainly market our city for particular leisure travel and Cellar City for meetings and groups and conventions. But these strategic events allow us to reach markets that we're not advertising in, and reach and tell our story about what Charlotte has got to offer a visitor.
In the past week, we have heard the President say the pandemic is over. Is that true from your experience when it comes to travel and tourism here in Charlotte?
Well, we've been tracking the recovery from the pandemic for the tourism industry for some time. And as we predicted, the leisure side of the recovery happened first, and quite frankly, happened stronger than we even expected. And I think what has happened is all the work that we were doing pre-pandemic to grow Charlotte as a leisure destination is happening, and so we're now experiencing that. And for instance, we've had 15 of the 20 highest occupancy nights in the history of Mecklenburg County have happened since May, and so we're certainly benefiting from the fact that we're recovering from the pandemic, but also we're as a city becoming a strong leisure destination, and people are traveling to urban areas to understand what there is to offer there. And so certainly pleased with that. And then following that recovery, we saw our group and convention and meetings business recover. And so that's back in full steam now. And we're really predicting a record year for the convention center and hotels as well this year. And then last thing to recover really was business travel. And it is as close to 2019 levels. It's been above and beyond and below that 2019 levels, which were record levels for the business side of our travel. And we're pleased to see that happening. And I think September is certainly seeing that recovery even stronger. We're also seeing evidence that people are returning to the office and highest level since pre-pandemic, and that's exciting for us to see the full recovery of our business.
You make an important distinction there that I want to sort of highlight even further, because pre-pandemic, you largely associated Charlotte tourism with business travel, and you're talking about leisure travel is becoming a bigger thing, and that this was something that was sort of already in the works before the pandemic, and we are now starting to sort of reap the benefit of that good work your group has been doing.
Our group and many others have, you know, we've been doing large events that tell our story beyond our marketing reach, but we've also been marketing heavily and particularly in a 250-mile drive radius, but now we're expanding that radius to 400 miles. And so we've told people our story about our culinary and our arts and culture, about the outdoor adventure available here in Charlotte, and our people and our diverse people. And so we've been able to tell that story, and it's exciting for people. And we can tell by tracking our advertising that we're generating leisure room nights. We ran a campaign that started in the fall of 2020, and we know that people that have interacted with us on our digital advertising have generated 356,000 room nights into our marketplace, leisure market, or leisure travel. And so we're excited about our capabilities and our messaging that people seem to be very attracted to.
What is it exactly driving the leisure travel here to the Queen City? Is it the big events, sort of like what we're talking about with President's Cup, or is it smaller events and part of the strategy that you just laid out?
I think it's all of the above. I think, quite frankly, the big events get us awareness, and people are reminded about Charlotte and maybe a thing that they want to do. Our advertising gets called to action, and we know that advertising, when our targets interact with it, they're very excited about coming to Charlotte. And the last thing really is the experience once people get here, and that has been very positive, and we know from our own surveys that people are enjoying their experience when they're in Charlotte.
It's impossible to come to the city and not be impressed by it and enjoy it. When it comes to business travel, do you expect it to go back to what it was at one point, or is this the new normal?
Yeah, I think we're close. I mean, what all of our data shows that we're getting back to pre-pandemic levels in business travel. And my sense is that it will be bigger than it was in pre-pandemic levels. So when you think about all the activity that's happened corporately, in the corporate relocations and the new office towers that have been built, there's been significant change in the business energy within our community. And think about companies like Honeywell and all the new office towers that were constructed. I understand there's something like $5 billion worth of construction completed during the pandemic in the Uptown marketplace. And so that will have a significant impact on growth. And so whatever business travel wouldn't return in our normal capacities, we think it will be it would be even greater because of the new energy that has come into our market, and also found Charlotte is an attractive business destination.
All right, Tom Murray with the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority. Tom, exciting time to be in Charlotte, and exciting time to have your job leading this effort when it comes to tourism. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up next on this special edition of Flashpoint, hear how the hotel industry is now booming post-pandemic. That's coming up next right here on Flashpoint. Welcome back to Flashpoint. The return of big events like the President's Cup, also good news for the hotel industry that they really struggled during the pandemic. In fact, get this. This is a startling statistic. Of the all-time top 20 nights booked for hotels in Mecklenburg County, 15 of them have happened since March of this year. Joining us now is Vinay Patel. He's the president and CEO of Sri Hotels. His company operates more than a dozen properties in the greater Charlotte area. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Patel. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. All right. So give us an idea. It's a big weekend here in Charlotte with the President's Cup. How much of a demand are you seeing for hotels?
It's actually incredible. I mean, it's, the event has drawn attention. We're seeing not only demand, but also very good rates in the market. Uptown Charlotte in the Ballantyne area, you know, it's pushing out, compressing out from those areas as well. So it's looking very good. You know, midweek, when we were expecting to be a little slower, even midweek, we're running 80, 90, almost 100% some places with very good rates.
And we are seeing more and more hotel rooms getting booked up on a weekend like this. But is that because there are more hotel options that are driving up those bookings?
No, I think anytime you have an event of this magnitude in town, it will draw people. It will draw eyeballs, and it works very well for us, and it kind of gives us shoulders, gives us an opportunity to fill in some of the business that corporate travel hasn't come back yet. So events like this help fill those slots for us short term.
You mentioned sort of the return, the comeback that we've been going through. Give us an idea. What was it like for your company? I mean, you're not a big conglomerate like a Marriott or a Hilton or something like that. You're a local company. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you during the pandemic, and how have you been able to rebound?
Well, in the height of the pandemic, if you go back to March and April of last year, there were times where we were 90% behind year over year. I mean, we've got hotels in Uptown Charlotte where we sometimes had more employees working than we had people in the buildings. 2020 was rough, but as the state started opening back up, events started happening, you started to see people moving back around again. The turn probably happened in 2021 and when larger events, it was a leisure driven comeback for us. When you look at Charlotte as a corporate market, it's a Sunday through Thursday, and you fill it in with some leisure activities, sporting, amateur sports over the weekends. During the pandemic, it got turned on its head, where it became a Friday-Saturday business instead of a Sunday through Thursday. The return of conventions, the return of events, sports, concerts, has sort of helped that balance it out a little bit. But the corporate travel still isn't back, but it's being backfilled by the pent up demand for leisure travel, and now the pent up demand for conferences and meetings and conventions.
So you're saying that since the pandemic, you've seen a change in the customers away from the sort of business travel and more to the leisure travelers.
It was. It definitely was that way. I mean, all through 2020 and even through 2021. Once we got through some of the different variants of COVID, convention travel and meeting travel started going up, through the roof, if you would. Our convention center is starting with, I think it was February or March with TD Jakes. I mean, it's been nonstop on the go. And what that did is, It not just helped the Uptown hotels, but it pushed out quite a bit as well and helped alleviate some of the pains of business travel not being back at what it was before.
And speaking of business travel, when we are now living in a fairly completely virtual world, is there a winning argument that you can make for the businesses out there who are still maybe a little hesitant to fly a team out to meet people in person?
But I will tell you, business is done face-to-face. You can maintain relationships, you cannot grow relationships. And companies cannot survive and thrive on just maintaining their current list of customers. They have to get out there, they have to get in front of their potential customers and sell them on what they have to offer. So I think it is starting to come back. We're starting to see, the big companies travel again. We're starting to see, corporate travel by the banks, by the consultants, by IT companies, all of those folks out there. It may not be back to normal, but they've started. And they've started because they see the need for growth. And the only way you grow is to be face-to-face with your potential customer. And I think it'll get there. It may not get there this year, but we will get to whatever the new normal is. And it's not gonna be fully virtual. I do not think it's going to be fully virtual. It may be a hybrid of different things, but corporate travel, business travel will be back. And you see it, I mean, I've traveled quite a bit. You see it on the planes, you see suits on the planes. We're starting to see suits at our hotels. You look at restaurant owners, you're starting to see that corporate check coming in midweek and even in weekends sometimes.
All right, Vinay Patel, owner of the three hotels here in the Charlotte area. Mr. Patel, thanks for coming on Flashpoint. We appreciate it.
I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. More Flashpoint after this. Welcome back to Flashpoint. This week, it's not just about hotels and businesses welcoming the extra cash. Airbnb hosts also seen a huge influx in the number of visitors to the Queen City. And new data shows it's not just Americans turning up for the President's Cup. Folks as far away as from Chile are making the journey to Charlotte. This weekend, beds are getting made and guests are checking in. The President's Cup expected to welcome 200,000 visitors to the Queen City.
With the return of these big events, there's high demand for destinations like Charlotte.
And Airbnb hosts are cashing in at that opportunity.
So we've been booked for the President's Cup weeks in advance, maybe even 3 months in advance, which is unusual.
Data from the vacation rental company shows a 60% surge in searches for Charlotte properties during President's Cup weekend. Terry Trifoletti owns 5 Airbnbs in the Charlotte area, working full time to manage a unique experience for her guests.
People today want more personality when they travel. They want more privacy, more space, especially families who travel with children or couples who are all traveling together.
And hosting guests is a big business here in the Queen City. In the first half of this year, Charlotte Airbnb hosts brought in over $28 million.
When the President's Cup was last hosted in the U.S., hosts in Jersey City, New Jersey, collectively earned nearly $300,000, with a typical host earning just over $500.
Folks making their way to Charlotte from all around the world, North Carolina, Ohio, and even Santiago, Chile, marking some of the top places where people are traveling from to rent Airbnbs. Coming up next on Flashpoint, how local food vendors are really cashing in on a big weekend here in Charlotte. Welcome back to Flashpoint, the President's Cup. Putting the Queen City on the center stage, it's a chance for hundreds of thousands to see everything Charlotte has to offer, with our local businesses hoping to benefit from the buzz. WCNC Charlotte's Brianna Harper shows us where's the money on and off the golf course.
Seeing green in more ways than one. The President's Cup making its way here to the Queen City means crowds of about 200,000 people are expected, according to the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority. And that means sold out hotels and a big boost for small businesses invited to the course who hope to serve more than 1,000 people each day.
Biggest platform Cuzzles Cuisines has ever been on. Evidently, some people in the city like our cuisines, like our food, and it really is an honor, man. It's like a dream come true.
Visitors of the President's Cup getting a taste of Charlotte, specifically from restaurants found in the Noda and South End neighborhoods, like What the Fries, a business that went from a food truck to a restaurant and now an international stage.
We're just going to do it just the What the Fries way. That's what we always do. We always come to impress. We try to go above and beyond with everything that we do. And with the quality of our food, I think it'll speak for itself.
The CRVA says the golf competition is expected to be watched in more than 230 countries, putting a spotlight on Charlotte to be considered for potential future large-scale events to come.
It'll take us to another level. This is a market that we have never touched, probably. And, this, of course, it should grow our business. I hope it will grow our business.
But with more people comes more traffic. CMPD warning drivers of potential congestion and also suggesting rideshare options like Uber or Lyft to help ease parking concerns. And as a result, that's also giving a money boost to those drivers picking up and dropping off in and around the area, as well as surrounding businesses, too.
People, you know, who don't get into golf as much, maybe they'll, you know, migrate over here, you know. So hoping for a big crowd each way.
Brianna Harper, WCNC, Charlotte.
Before we leave you, come interact with us on social media. If there's something you want us to cover here on Flashpoint, let us know. And as always, Remember to listen to subscribe and to subscribe to our podcast. You can find it wherever you get yours. And stay right here on WCNC Charlotte. The final day of the President's Cup continues right here on 30 Minutes. For now, we'll see you back here next weekend.